Hi, welcome to the Monday night call for all those who haven't announced themselves, and glad you're here. We're waiting for Wynn and Terry. Hi, welcome to the Monday night call. Your name?
Hi, I'm Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry from Dallas.
Hi.
This is Deb in Oregon.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome to the Monday night call. Can we say your name and your state, your city?
Yes, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So, for those of you who are on, we're still waiting for Wynn and Terry. I know Wynn sent out an email, so should be with us soon. Hi, welcome to the Monday night call. We say your name and state.
Hi, it's Michelle in Cambria.
Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Anybody have any jokes to share?
It's mighty quiet.
There it goes.
Yep. Welcome to the Monday night call.
Thank you. This is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the Monday night call. Please see you. Say your number and city. Name and city, I'm sorry, not your number.
John from Las Vegas.
Hi, John.
Hello?
Hi, John. Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this? Who's speaking?
This is Deb in Oregon.
Oh, hello, Deb from Oregon.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Monday night call. You say your name and your city?
It's Chris in
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Hey there.
Hi, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave. Anybody else that came on? I heard a couple of more games.
It's Wynn and Sedona.
Hi, Wynn and Sedona. This is Devin Oregon. And
Hi,
you
Deb.
Are on the air with your BBS.
Did anyone assign you to greet people, or was just no one here?
Well, no one was here, so well, there's a couple people here, but I just kind of jumped in. But BBS is on the road with us.
Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm here. This is Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Well, I am... Let's just start. What the heck? Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
It's January 23rd, 2017. And this is our Monday night call. And I didn't know what I was going to do tonight. Terry is sleeping. And I'm letting her sleep. And she's tired. And let me see here. Hi, who just came on?
Catherine from California.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
All right, we turned the chimes off. And I announced, I was trying to think, what are we going to do tonight? Okay. I don't know if you guys, some of you know, if you've been on our calls for a while, we have developed such a library, a vast library of information about the workings of the universe, about these group souls. And I am really wanting to just make a group discussion tonight and have people express themselves if they want to, only if they want to. And in particular, kind of exploring whole planet healing, and I think it's getting better, and I think the energy is getting better, but, you know, we never talk about it, so I thought I'd just open up the mics and get everybody's feedback, and feedback about anything, any questions, whatever, but anyone have something to say?
I had an idea.
Is that Lena?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Demetrius might really like this. Is he on the line? Demetrius, are you here? No. I thought it might be a good idea, if everybody likes it, if anybody likes it, is that some of us who get on the Planetary Healing Call every night, if we can get together on a different line, and then after you do the introduction, like if you say you want 7 minutes or something like that, we can call in the light, and we can get our energy ready, get all connected and everything, come into the call and do the meditation, and you had already done your introduction. And so I think that might be efficient. And we don't know who's going to come into those calls. And it might be a way of assuring the energy.
Are you suggesting that people get together separately from the call and then come into the call?
Yeah. I don't know if you like the idea or not, but...
Well, like before the call or...
Well, during when you do the introduction, like the first first 5, 7, 10 minutes, whatever you agree on.
I've been reading those things from the raw material, and maybe some Elohim material will come in. And I think those are good, even for me. I get stuff out of it.
Yeah.
You know, there's always the question of we all need personal expression, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And on that call, there's no room, or very little room, for personal expression, which is why we have Team Shift, because that's a small call for bringing in the light, which is a lot of room for personal expression and people getting to know each other and feeling like they're just not another, you know, grain of sand. believe it or not, when everyone is together and I'm talking, it's the group energy is forming around that. And if people get together separately, it makes little bits of group energy in the separate thing, but it doesn't roll the energy into the fold of the whole call. That's what I think, you know? So that may not be a good thing to do, you know? I mean, if people want to get together on the line before the call starts, you know, the line is there, and want to talk to each other and meet each other and whatever, they could do that. We could the line's open, people just show up, they'll be talking. And sometimes that's not, I don't know, it's kind of like there's a balance that everyone has to have, which is how much time they're on the phone and how much time they're in their life, okay?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, where even myself, I have a balance, like I'm doing a pretty good job, but normally I would think, God, I must be getting overexposed and people are getting tired of me. Because I become really familiar with people. So, you know, I'm always evaluating myself. the right balance. So, but the energy has been holding pretty steady on the whole planet healing. I can feel the energy, and it's been getting better. We're just all getting tuned into the energy, and we hit the ground running. But thanks for the comment. But I don't know if I'd want to do that. I think it would break up the energy to have subgroups coming on while I'm talking, because the whole group energy is building while I'm talking, okay? And then you have the subgroup here, subgroup there, and it gets fragmented. Anyone else want to say something?
I had a question, Wynn. This is Michelle in Cambria.
Yeah.
Because I really experienced the energy on the whole planet healing calls as deeper and more intense than on the other calls. Do you also you experience that too?
Well, the way I look at it, okay, there's the experience of the energy on the whole planet healing, and then getting one's logical mind to understand what's going on. And like right now, while we're interfacing with each other, okay, talking to each other, we're expressing ourselves, and our logical minds are working, my logical mind is working, and that's a lower level of energy. But for a lot of people, it's important to get the monkey mind understanding what's going on. And I think I feel the energy higher in whole planet healing as well.
I do too.
I do too.
And, I feel it is really, really more intense on the whole planet. And at least for me, when I go get on that call, my deepest experience is when I can just hold the energy and just be with the flow, wherever you're taking us, just be with that and not have any opinion about it or thought about it, just be in it.
Right.
And when I can do that, then it's real profound.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine, I mean, that's not something everybody knows how to do. You know, we can say hold the energy, but there's, at least I've been taught, you know, there's an actual way to do that.
Right.
And
you know what? I don't even know if you could call it a technique. I mean,
yeah, I don't know either.
I see many, many people are doing spiritual practices or spiritual techniques. And I don't usually see that level of energy in the context of the practice, you know?
Right.
Not usually, you know?
Right.
I mean, so we're doing something. I believe we're doing what I say we're doing, which is we are expanding and we have the energy fields of all these celestial sources joining with us. And that's an amazing thing. But, you know,
yes,
when somebody experiences that the first time, their mind gets, what is that? How does that work? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other calls, this call, and Wednesday and Sunday, I mean, I would prefer just doing whole planet healings, but and we haven't hit a bump where we brought a lot of new people in, and I have so much to do because I think I'm gonna write some articles. There's a couple radio shows I'm gonna go on and talk about it, you know, and it's a little bit scary to do it because, you know, when people start coming in, it kind of, you can't go backwards, you know? It's like, you know, this is a circumstance where we really and truly accept and receive people, and then they don't go away. Okay, so it's not like a lecture where you talk at people. We are really blending energies, and we are doing what the sources say. When I read what they say, I mean, I'm not doing it because they said it, but I go back and look at it, and I say, hey, we're doing that, you know? And they're doing that. You know, the real difference in what we're doing, I think, is that we really are practicing the law of one. There is not a hierarchy here. I am not a messiah. I have a certain amount of mastery and ability. Wait a second. Somebody's talking. Are they talking to us, or are they talking in the background? Was somebody making a comment? Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for sharing your experience. And
yeah,
you know,
you're welcome.
You know,
I love it.
Who is that?
I really.
That's it's Prudence.
Prudence.
Yes. Hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to say, go ahead.
Is it helping you maintain your balance on a day-to-day level?
Oh, yes. I would say so. And the energy is beautiful. And I see it. Mm-hmm. I kind of see it before the call actually starts. And, you know, it looks like DNA strands, so to speak, winding together, and they build.
Right.
But I also wanted to thank you, and I really appreciate your guided journeys and your little discussions about who Ra is and the things you've been reading. I think that make people inquisitive on where to find the readings, the teachings, the material. And there certainly is a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I can feel, from the time we started it, I feel the energies way more interweaving now than the first day we did it, okay?
Sure.
And that we all have been weaving energies with each other. And celestial sources and Earth. I think we are really doing it. You know, it's kind of amazing. I think our sources look at it and say, "Oh my God, they're doing it." I don't think it happens. I don't think people get it. But it took me a huge amount of training. Right? You know, years ago. I don't know if you remember reading this, but years ago, I think it's in the Creator God book, I asked them the question, why is this happening to me? Why are all these different sources talking to me? Why do I have such carte blanche access to such amazing information? I asked them, I said, I thought this information was restricted from this realm, right? And they said, it was like I was attending the universe city, university, right? And I was being trained of sorts, and that I was kind of trusted, okay? And at the time, they answered that. I didn't have a clue. I had no idea where it was going. And it's really amazing. Amazing. I give myself credit most for sticking to it and holding the vision. Because there were so many obstacles. Believe me, unbelievable obstacles. You know? So people coming in and wanting to assault me, people coming in thinking there was some kind of, like riding on somebody's coattails, that's the word, you know, and temptations, believe it or not, this guy came up to me in a restaurant in Sedona, and he said he's been tracking me for years, and that I'm the one that should be famous, not David Wilcock. And he had a group that was willing to put up all this money, and would I meet him at this really luxury hotel? And, of course, I went there, and it's like, I said, who are these people? And I said, all they were talking about was power and fame, right? And making movies. And buying land, and, I left, and then I did a session with Terry, and I said, can you give me a take on those guys, right? And he said, if you ever take anything from them, you'll never get out of it, or else they'll kill you. Which is kind of what I thought, but it was good to get the affirmation, because I didn't want to miss anything.
You live to tell about it.
I live to tell about it, right? You got to be really careful. I mean, money is the principal way, the negative. Now, money's not bad, okay? And if somebody believes in my work and they have lots of money, I got donation buttons, okay? Just put it in. You see how dedicated I am. I'm putting everything I got into it. Don't worry, we're not going to vacation in Acapulco on your money, you know. But you know, when people meet with you and they want to make a deal, it's like if you make a deal with somebody, you're now every time I talk, every time I do something, I have to think about my investors. You know, my investors happy? Somebody is making noise here. Who is that? Who is that? There we go. Got rid of. And I got to kind of stick to my guns. And sometimes I think I'm too stubborn. I mean, I should have another book out. I really should. And the only reason I haven't is I can't. Writing a book takes so much concentration, and I start to write it, and I get a few chapters, and then I go back to it because I have to do some other responsibility, and I go back to it, and I'm lost. It's like I got to read the whole thing again to see where I'm at, and then I say, geez, I don't like that. I better start again, you know? But I definitely need to have another book out, okay? Who else wants to share?
Hey, it's Chris. Can you hear me?
Chris. Yeah, oh. Chris, all you have to do is belch, and I know it's you.
I'll try to work one out for you. Well, for me, man, it creates a really good space to be in for the rest of the night and then heading into sleep because, you know, that used to be a really trying time for me, and as you know, in more ways than one. So it really creates a good space to be in.
Yeah, even for me, it's like, how many of you notice if you come into the whole planet healing and you're a little out of balance, after the call is over, you're back in balance?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your whole day of your lower mundane 3D life, you know, and all that? It's a good place to be in.
Mm-hmm. How many of you have invited anybody to come on?
I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it, getting your courage up?
Well, it's actually my kid, so it's interesting. I am thinking about it. I'd like them to join in, and I just haven't said anything yet.
You know, I think the best way to invite somebody, okay, the best way, and I'll just share this with you. One of the things I have learned is when you try to talk about this to somebody, you usually get in trouble, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just tell somebody, you won't believe it. This guy is doing this call, and there's this incredible vibration on the call that by the end of the call, I always feel better. My depression goes away. I'm cheered up. And you ought to try it, you know? You know, you don't even, you know, just listen in a couple times. See if it works for you. And just be like that much, all right? And if you really want to get them in, you can conference them in. But the thing about it is, if they happen to be antagonistic towards it some way, you want to stay detached enough so that you don't get pulled into having to justify your own experience. Okay? That's what can happen. Like, and then they think you joined a cult or something. Forevermore, they're weird with you. I remember there was a lady that used to come into our calls, and she used to say, "Wynn, I love what you're doing, but I'm afraid you're going to turn out like Jim Jones."
Oh, no. Don't start selling Kool-Aid to your side.
Pardon me?
Don't start selling Kool-Aid.
Right. Well, I tell you, even if you ever look up Jim Jones CIA, there's a lot of indication that whole Jim Jones thing was actually not Jim Jones, but a whole CIA thing. Do that. Go look it up. I can't remember, but it was when I looked. There are so many things that have happened that are designed to program our reality, to create certain collective attitudes. And it's like when you start looking it up and start saying, you know what, that really does look like it was a programmed thing. It wasn't how it appeared, you know? And they do these things to program the collective. You know, we talk about the collective, and I have a strong feeling that we are a small but growing influence on the collective of this planet, and that it's within the collective that the war. And I don't like to use the word war because it creates polarization. But what's a better word? That the fate of the planet is being resolved. And that the fact that we've made this connection to the Elohim and the Ra group, and that they can work with us. And it takes our little small group and makes it much more powerful. And then other people start getting pulled in. So that's just, well, I think it's working. But you can't really tell that to people. They'll think you're nuts, you know? They'll already think you're nuts, okay? I think tonight I'm going to do another short discussion on the Ra excerpt. But I found another Ra excerpt. I mean, when I started looking, you know, everything in Ra is not just those little excerpts, but those I'm picking out because they talk about the history, they talk about Maldek. If you haven't read it, after you hear these little excerpts, you'll get pulled into the energy of it, and you'll find it totally interesting, totally fascinating. And also, it starts to open up aha experiences, because the mysteries of how it all works are being revealed, you know? The Ra group is one of the greatest answers to the big picture of everything. Dee Hall isn't on this call, is she? Dee? No. Sometimes people ask me questions. You know, this realm is so programmed. It's so programmed, and people are following one of the programs, and they want to know, is this real or is this not real? And in most cases, it's compromised. It's polarized. Doesn't mean it's evil, but it might be. But at least it's mixed. It's mixed polarity. And anything that creates exaltation is mixed, usually mixed polarity. Do you know what I mean by exaltation?
I think so.
I mean, putting something on a pedestal, like
right.
an ascended masters, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Automatically tempts you to put something on a pedestal, okay? Messiah, whatever. So, who else wants to say something?
Hello? Hello?
I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Wayne. I have been coming into your calls for a few years off and on when I just seem to get an email and I happen to call the right time. And what I feel is when I'm in other groups, for a while I was in a group that was doing healing work and they were back east, but when I got very upset with the group. I've continued working with them. They do healing on people. But I just never felt, when I came back and listened to your group, I could feel the love. I could feel the kindness, and I feel like you're in a time zone that's not, like, online. It's not on the Internet, so it feels very comforting. And that's what I have to share.
Now, who is that telling me that?
My name is Lori, and I followed you probably, I heard you on Coast to Coast, and over the years have just, sat in and on the calls, and when Carla was there, mm-hmm. and felt like, it just is funny, it'll just be an odd time, and you've written me, and I've written you back, and I know we've exchanged words, but, it's just so nice. That's what I just want to say, that when I've called in, it does, your calls are very uplifting and very healing. So
that was beautiful.
Love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take that comment and put it up on our Whole Planet Healing website.
Oh, thank you.
Is that okay?
That's great. And I'm on the West Coast, so I love it when we do the healing around the Pacific, and it's like, oh, my God, it's so lovely. And I don't know if anyone in my area, I'm in north of San Francisco in Mendocino County, but I always wonder if there's anybody on.
Oh, you're way up north, right?
Yes. Yeah, and I'm right on the ocean, right there. So it has really been amazing to feel when you do the healing with the Pacific Rim. It's just powerful, very powerful. So say,
you know,
yeah,
you know,
I agree.
Mendocino was one of the places I went to when I was hitchhiking.
That's what I remember. You, I think I downloaded your
in the
book.
Golden Triangle.
Yes, it was love.
Of, you know what, farming.
Yeah, I got a question. I got a question for you, for all of you. How many of you are open to being greeters on Whole Planet Healing?
I am, I guess.
I am, I guess, suppose.
I am also.
Send me an email. You know, that's an important thing, because it's like, particularly as new people come on the call, it's the greeter makes, that's the one moment of human hi that happens, you know? And so to make people feel comfortable, it kind of helps set the energy up. When the greeter sounds like they're not crazy, okay?
I'd be honored.
Yeah, send me an email and put greeter on the top of it. And, you know, Colleen has been organizing the greeters, and Hi's has been a greeter, and then Deb was a greeter tonight. But you know what? It makes it part of all of our creation, okay? You feel you're making a greater contribution and helping hold the energy of the group when you do that. And you don't have to do it that often, you know, once a week, twice a week, you know. And if we ever get, I shouldn't say if we ever get, I realize I'm the one that holds things back, okay? I do. It's like part of me is, oh, my God, if the world ever finds out about this, I'll be done.
No,
it's understandable.
Well, I've gotten killed in at least two other lives for doing this kind of stuff, okay? And
you had to come back.
And I had to come back. Well, do you know what?
Or more.
It's like, or more, but two that I know about, okay? Maybe three, okay? And I can see, why I got killed, okay? I know why. And if I had to do those lives over again, I'd probably do better. Because, you know, as soon as you set yourself up to be something, with this kind of work, then people want to pull you down. And, you know, it just goes with the territory. So I have been practicing the fine art of transparency. So there's not much to grab hold on of, you know, so that if somebody doesn't like it, I'm not going to say I'm talking to the Elohim. You decide, you know.
And I think that's what makes it so great, is the transparency.
Yeah.
It's one of the factors that's so unique, and you feel that, you know? That's an energy. That's a frequency. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it took me a while to figure that out, okay? It did, because I knew it was awesome when my sister had that miracle. I said, this is something awesome. How am I supposed to put this into the world? Where do I start? And after a few years, I said, well, the best way to put this out is to tell the story of my two girlfriends and let people read through it. And if they're interested, they'll grab more, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was a combination of, like, what did Daphne used to say? She said it was like Howard Stern meets the Elohim.
It's so nice. There's no pretense, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so law of one. It's so neutral. It you know, anybody's beliefs would find a center there. And it's so global. I just think the timing is really beautiful and perfect, and I think a lot of people will be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we're building it, you know?
We're building it. And you guys, like I said, you guys are extremely healthy. We are laying down an energy wave, okay? So when new people come on the call, I don't have to lecture from the beginning. I don't have to tell about my girlfriends, you know. It's just they feel the love. They feel the love, our love, you know. And I'm just a facilitator. Who else that's listening, that very rarely speaks, that keeps coming to a whole plan of healing would like to share something.
I just now got on. What are we sharing?
Who is that?
Cecil.
Cecil. Cecil, are you a regular on Whole Planet Healing?
Yes. As often as I can be.
Yeah. Yes. So, basically, I was just doing a group discussion on Whole Planet Healing. And, you know, on Whole Planet Healing, normally, and I just start, and I go, and I stop, and we don't have any interaction. So I was getting people's feedback. I know it must be working. First, I can feel the energy. Second, people keep coming back every day. And third, I'm getting my format better of how to make the most of the short time. So if new people come on, they'll feel included. And they don't feel like outsiders. You know, the energy has to kind of, if they're ready for it, has to embrace them. You know, so what's your experience? Has it helped you feel more together? Have you experienced that you could be depressed and the call is over and your energy is uplifted?
I'm never depressed.
You're never depressed. Okay.
Well, almost.
Do you feel like you're making...
Maybe I'm always depressed, so I don't know the difference.
No, I don't think you're depressed. How old are you, Cecil?
I'm in my 82nd year.
You're 82nd.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You don't sound okay.
Don't sound like it. I don't look like it either.
You don't look like it. I'm pretty sure you're an Elohim starseed in this realm. You don't?
Yep, probably.
Yeah. Cecil's a good... You see, if you look at Cecil and you look at me, I'm probably more of a Ra wanderer than an Elohim starseed. Michelle in Cambria is probably an Elohim starseed. Elohim starseeds, when they come into our calls, do you guys know what an Elohim starseed is?
I do.
Yeah.
Anyone doesn't know?
Please
we all
define.
Know.
Pardon me?
Please define.
Thank you, John. Thank you for speaking for everybody, saying everybody knows. There you go. There's somebody that
all
doesn't
right.
know.
There's always
there's always somebody, right? Okay, there's two group souls that are huge, the Elohim and the Ra group, okay? The Elohim is at the center of creation, as they would explain it, okay? They're under the one infinite creator, or right next to the one infinite creator, and they have explained that they created the universe, okay? Originally, there was no universe. There was just a bunch of energy forms, loads of them. And well, they keep saying, what do we do next? Well, when there's just energy, there's no persistence. Do you follow what I mean by that? Everything is in the moment, right?
Right.
And persistence, the physical 3D, is mostly persistence and no energy, unless you've learned to transcend it. So, the physical universe was breaking away, 3D was breaking away from the higher realms. That there were all these negative forces that were attempting to control this realm and be their own gods, and worshipped, and have everyone defer to them, historically speaking. Some of them were ETs. We've talked about this in great length on different calls. And So the Elohim has watched all of this, and they have the ability to project energy. It's kind of like they created the universe through frequencies. They've explained it. We have a whole bunch of calls on how the Elohim created the universe, which is extremely fascinating grouping of calls. And I always get my own aha experiences when they explain everything. So they used geometry, they used frequencies, they could vibrate, they could create nodes, and then as they were creating the universe, everything in the universe had consciousness. And it was designed so as each new consciousness would develop, it would have free will in its own domain, okay? So, for example, the Earth has a consciousness, and it has free will in its domain. The solar system has a consciousness, and everything kind of steps down. And we are probably at the bottom of the ladder, unless you go to the atoms and the molecules in our body, which have consciousness. But the goal was a miracle to create persistence and awareness in this very dense realm. And the Elohim, because they were the creators of it all, and when I say they were the creators, there were sub-creators, there were ETs, there was a lot of things developed amongst all the individual consciousnesses that were collaborating and vibrationally interfacing with each other. And the Elohim have the ability to have the backdoor program to the whole thing and to flow energy into it and to even rearrange things in this realm at a molecular level, which is why miracles can happen around them. And let me see now, who's making all that noise? I think this person here. There we go. And so we are, the universe got so big and so complicated that it's pretty rare for beings in this realm to even know there's an Elohim and how they function. And Elohim souls, they're a grouping of souls, can decide to take bodies in this realm. And they do that. And when they do, they're called Elohim starseed. The problem is, once they get here, they have no memory of being of the Elohim. But they have certain characteristics. They're kind of like radiant. They're upbeat. They are happy normally, unless they get caught up in the realm, which many of them do. Many of them end up here and they become negative. They become negative because they come from such a high level, they have the ability to have power over other people. And they don't know they're Elohim, okay? Once an Elohim soul starts to become cognizant of that. And on our calls, the Elohim souls that come in are the most responsive to the energy on the call. It's like the Elohim would be their soul family. So it's a reunion of sorts. And they can feel the energy quicker. They say this is like home. And they're called starseeds. And the other group soul, which is the Ra group, also has multitudes of their souls. People that were in their group come in to this planet. And people make the choice, I won't call them people, entities, because they're not people. They're entities. They're soul entities. They make the choice to come into this realm because this realm is so screwed up. It has so much dark influence. So much dark influence in it that they're on the other side and they say, I'm going to go down there and help. But once they get here, they don't remember why they're here. And they usually feel alienated and they can't figure out how to fit in. Now, the Ra group calls their group members that take incarnations wanderers. And the Ra group wanderers have different qualities than Elohim starseeds. Ra group wanderers tend to be wiser in this realm than Elohim starseeds. You're a wanderer? Who is that? Never mind. Don't admit to it. The Ra group people tend to be wiser. They tend to know the ways of the world. The Elohim starseeds are more innocent in this realm because they don't have, oftentimes, they don't have the experience. Like somebody, I believe the Ra group said sometimes, people go through 1,000 lifetimes before they graduate this realm. And that's a lot of experience of learning how it works down here. The Elohim come in and they're more innocent and they're more radiant. One of the things that came up, which if some of you read this, that early on when I was with Daphne, I'd asked them, I said, where am I supposed to go with this? And they said, go to Mesa, Arizona. Everybody know that story? And they sent me, Daphne and I never went. She left about a week later. And then Terry started channeling. And then Terry and I went to Mesa after about 2 months, after I convinced myself that Terry was channeling the same source, because it was very hard to believe. It was just so sci-fi, okay? And why are they talking to me? And so Terry and I went to Mesa, and I had researched the word Elohim, and I got that it was one of the names for God in the Old Testament, and it was the name the Mormons used for God. Those were the two references. And Terry and I went to Mesa, and we went to a restaurant. I said, this is going to be a wild goose chase. And I asked the waitress, I said, what's Mesa known for? And she said, Mormons. And I said, oh, no. So we went right back to Motel 6, and we did a channeling. And I said, you don't mean for me to introduce myself to the Mormons, do you? And they said, not the entire church. And so I asked them, well, we're only here for one day. How am I going to find where I'm supposed to go? And they said, go to the church on Grand Avenue. And I remember thinking, I mean, this was at the beginning of all of this. This was in the first year. I said, there's going to be no church on Grand Avenue. And yes, there was a church on Grand Avenue. So it was Sunday morning, and I went and I attended the service. And I went up to the bishop, and I said, do you have time to talk to me? I came all the way from L.A. to be here. He took me into his office, and I know he thought he had a convert. And I said, I got two girlfriends. They keep talking to me, and this voice comes through them that say they're the Elohim. They're the same Elohim you worship. And they asked me, they directed me to your church by street name. Do you want to hear the story? So he said yes, to my surprise. He listened to me for 2 hours, and when I was finished, he said, when Mormons believe anybody can be a prophet, so I'm not going to say there's anything wrong with your story. Would you be willing to talk to some of my church members and tell your story? And so we stayed another day. We went to somebody's house. There were about six people in the room. And I'm talking, and I'm reading some of the channelings. And Terry was with me. At this point, I brought Terry with me. And she interrupted. You know, that's a big thing for Terry to interrupt, okay? She interrupted, and she said, they want to say something. And everybody looked at Terry, and she looked at me, and she said, is it okay? And I'm still worried that maybe they're negative. How do I know who these guys are? Do I really want them to say anything? But I said, okay, it's only six people. I better let them do it, because I'll die of curiosity if I don't. So she looked at everybody, and she said, they want you to know they're hearing your prayers. And everybody started to cry, including me. And I drove off, and I said, I think they might be who they say they are. And then I started studying the Mormons. And I found out that the reason that... we're running out of time. The reason that they started the Mormons is because it was supposed to be a place for Elohim souls to take bodies who would be reminded that they're coming here to be of service. And otherwise, they come here and they don't know that. And I looked at Mormons and I said, yeah, they could be Elohim souls. They tend to be very good looking because they have new DNA. They tend to be very industrious. They group together. They're very good at multi-level marketing because they have group soul consciousness. And they don't have any wisdom of this realm, okay? They're new souls in this realm. And I knew enough Mormons that I said, not one of them can I point to that has wisdom of the realm, has street smarts, okay? And I'm a raw person, so I have street smarts. So what happens is when you get a raw person and an Elohim person together, it creates a really good team. So Daphne is more of an Elohim person, but she would never get her work out into the world. But I was like saying, I got to get this out. I had to be a warrior to make this happen. And on that note, we're out of time. Oh, we got to get to Whole Planet Healing, right?
So, yep. We'll see you there. So
we got 1 minute. I'll see you all later. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your conference recording has stopped.